listeners. We are back with another episode of Below the Hotline, where we take in listener calls, and the number is 424-272-6640. It's 424-272-6640 to call in with any questions that you got. And today's episode is brought to you by Magic Mind, the world's first productivity drink, and it is the anchor to every one of my mornings. If I pair it with my morning tea, I get 7 to 8 hours of pure flow, and my to-do list just melts away. So go check it out, magicmind.co/BTL for 20% off, or enter promo code BTL as well for 20% off. So let's jump into it with today's voicemail.
Hey, James, this is Ben in Texas.
Ben from Texas, what's up? Grew up in Texas, God's country. Even though I defected to California, I love Texas and Texans.
I've been listening for almost since the beginning, we'll say. What is the story on Big Cloud? I've seen you talk about it. I've seen others talk about it. I can't figure it out by Googling it.
Yes. I've been talking about BitClout for 2 weeks to people. Anyone that will listen, I'm so glad you're calling in to ask about it.
Doesn't seem like a company. It seems like an app or some form of token currency. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. So thank you for the question, Ben. And yeah, BitClout. What is BitClout? Well, if you go to bitclout.com, you'll see that it looks like Twitter that is 4 weeks in, like a 4 week old Twitter. And then you'll notice some dollar signs all over the place. That is because it is a Twitter built on cryptocurrency. It's a crypto social network. And instead of follower numbers, you'll see different price values for people. And it's because it's a social network built on how much people value other people's accounts and opinions, and speculating that those opinions and accounts are going to be more valuable over time versus accounts based on follower accounts and a bunch of tweets and oftentimes a bunch of noise or bots following different accounts. BitClout is, if it isn't specifically, it is certainly directionally the future. And this is a decentralized, you asked, you know, it's not really a company. It's not a company. But there is this decentralized product that no one company owns, which is BitClout. And it's kind of like similar to Bitcoin, the currency, no company owns it. And yet people can contribute to it. That is what will likely happen with BitClout over time, is more and more people contribute to it. But long story short, it's 4 weeks in since its launch, and it is a crypto social network that allows you to send Bitcoin. And this is going to sound complex, and then I'll get to why this is interesting. But it allows you to send Bitcoin to an account that you create in 2 seconds. It takes no time to create an account like you would create an account on any social media platform. And then you can send Bitcoin to that account using something like Coinbase, and then it becomes BitClout, a different currency. And then you can invest that into different what are called creator coins, or essentially user accounts. You know, if you want to invest in LeBron James, you can invest in LeBron James. But you could also just leave it in BitClout, thinking that with essentially this premise is you basically, it's the equivalent of buying shares into Twitter when it was 4 weeks old. And if you feel like a decentralized social network that is not built on advertising, that's not built on just trying to get as much engagement, or some people like to say outrage, as possible, to get more eyeballs, to get more engagement, to get more outrage, so that then it can monetize by serving up ads for you. This is a social network that you can write down thoughts, post photos, just like you would on other social networks, but it's not tied around trying to engage as many eyeballs as possible and trying to engage as much of your attention as possible. You could actually just buy BitClout and leave it as BitClout, saying, okay, I'm going to own shares in this ecosystem like you would own shares in Twitter, especially non-voting shares where you just buy shares in a stock because you think it's going to go up, or you sell because you think it's going to go down. Similarly, you can buy shares in this thing that's, you know, 4 weeks old to see whether you, if you believe it's going to go up, and if you believe people do want an alternative to current conventional legacy social networks. You know, Facebook is, it's almost 20 years old, 17 years old, which is crazy to say, and I hadn't thought about that until a few weeks ago, but I personally think there's going to be an explosion of consumer demand for alternatives to things like Facebook and Twitter. I think that's been building for a while, and for a whole host of different reasons. Some people like to point to like banning accounts and things like that. I think that's, yeah, that is interesting, and it's that's a nice plus with a decentralized social network. There is no company to ban accounts to get rid of certain people. But I think that's a fringe benefit. I think what's really interesting with a social network built on money, and I built a social network on money for 5 years. So this is something that I, as you can tell, I've been thinking a lot about this recently. The interesting thing about something like BitClout is that as a social network, Facebook today has more engineers working on advertising products than it has on engineers working on improving the UI, the user interface of the product for you and I. They have more engineers working to improve advertising conversion, essentially get you and me to spend more time and then spend more money on the platform, through the platform, and convert into customers to advertisers, than they do, and you can see this in the last 10 years, the product hasn't changed much. Then they have engineers working on improving the product experience for us. Something like Amazon doesn't have that. Amazon, the incentives are aligned. Amazon wants to make Amazon better for you and I so that we can find the object we're trying to buy faster, find the product we're trying to use in our lives, the drill, the scotch tape, whatever it is, find it faster. They're aligned with us. They do have some advertising, but that's a very, very small portion of their business versus e-commerce. Airbnb, perfectly aligned with us. They want to help you find a great place to stay, and all of the engineers are working on helping you find a great place to stay as quickly as possible. Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, it's a little different. Maybe the first phase of the company is making the product really compelling and useful. And then the second phase is, how do we now get people to spend money? And then they realize, okay, well, let's get them on the platform 47 minutes every day on average, 58 minutes every day on average. And it's because their business model puts you at odds with what they generate their revenue around. A crypto social network, not only is it interesting from the get-go that there is no company that needs to just pay 10,000 employees, I think this will develop like Wikipedia, where people are going to be contributing to it for free, but also it is something to where they could charge fractions and fractions and fractions of each transaction, instead of, just like Airbnb or Amazon, instead of charging for your time with a bunch of ad inventory that you scroll and you see more and more ads. And then they realize, oh, politics is really engaging, so let's get as much political content as possible. And those things are, I think, have just made a lot of the legacy social networks just total trash when you log into them. It's total mind virus stuff. And BitClout, maybe it goes that way as a product, but at least it's showing us a different direction. And when I looked at it day one, I was like, this is weird, confusing. I don't think I get it. And then by day three, I was like, shit, this is the future. So that is BitClout. It's not a company, but you can buy the token within minutes, just like you'd be buying shares in Twitter 4 weeks in. But it also means that it's Twitter 4 weeks in. It is very, very, all right, we got a dog barking in the background. I think that's my dog, Wendell. So we'll let him bark and be free. But the, you know, the speculation is kind of goes with what does Twitter look like 4 weeks in? And do you believe that Twitter is going to be, did you in 2006 think that Twitter is going to be huge? So for many people, that is, that's a very, very speculative bet. I actually have bought a bunch of BitClout because I do think that it's going to be really interesting to watch over the next few years. And like I said, by day three, I was convinced this is the future. I rarely write about new products, but I wrote about this one. And maybe you saw that on Twitter, but I wrote about this one on my blog. So I'll put the link in the show notes if people want to learn more about BitClout. It's basically a post with resources to onboard people, because I was kind of tired of telling friends individually one-on-one how to get onto the platform. So go check that link out if you are interested. Great question, Ben, and thanks for being a listener. Until next time. I'm loving these Below the Hotline episodes, people. So feel free to send in your questions. It's 424-272-6640.